eyes can see.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
As a species, we've lost touch with nature. We've embraced the world of artificiality and remain separated from the source that sustains our very life. We poison that which nurtures us and expect that we will never have to experience the consequences of our actions. Our connection remains severed as the artificial overlay invades our very consciousness to the point that the external defines who it is we think we are. We're split off from our own selves as we masquerade through life believing the illusion to be real. We never seem to realize that our own inner realm, our thoughts, emotions, attitudes, opinions, and beliefs, in fact, create the reality that we experience. If the dominating thoughts are lack, victimhood, despair, and most crucially, fear, from which all other binding emotions stem, the chains will weigh heavy on our hearts as the outer world reflects our inner state of being. If, on the other hand, the dominating thoughts are abundance, joy, peace, and most crucially, love, from which all the liberating emotions take root, perhaps it would be possible to attain balance, at least internally, merging polarities and transcending our own inner dualistic natures. Layers upon layers of trauma engulf the human experience as unreconciled inner division takes center stage as it unfolds and presents itself in the global theater. We are acting out our roles in this production, playing our parts like seasoned actors, but is that who we are? So many become completely enthralled with the play that they forget the core essence of who they are and instead over-identify with the personae, the masks they wear and present to the world. Mesmerized by the world of the five senses, the spark of awareness, the infinite and eternal nature of the self, which is what we are, is abandoned and marginalized. The external world is embraced while the inner cosmology is completely neglected with wholehearted immersion into the world of shapes and forms. The higher aspect remains veiled, obscured by the ego, the mind chatter with which so many seem to identify as the totality of who they are, as well as the emotions attached to the inner monologue. Thus, we remain stuck on cognitive hamster wheels, round and round we go, never really getting anywhere. In this state of consciousness, we merely accept what is presented as intuition and critical thinking smolder like embers that become ashes of the flame that once burned brightly within us as children, long before the world stifled the imagination and cast us in our roles in this grandiose theater production. Exaltation of the ego is encouraged and rewarded, and stagnation is favored over expansion. Comfort zones are erected, and the impenetrable walls of our cognitive fortresses are fortified with belief and the externalization of authority. Our power as individuals is given away, usually in exchange for the false promises of safety and security. Control structures are built upon the ashes of the self. Awakening to the outer imbalance is a stage of awareness that can eventually lead to an inner examination and the discovery that what we perceive and what manifests in the external reality are intimately connected. Ultimately, there is no separation. The ego remains isolated from the truer aspect of the total self, and thus we experience the illusion of disconnection made manifest in a world of turmoil and extreme disharmony, ultimately stemming from a deep, unresolved inner trauma and psychological split. Reconciliation of this deep inner divide will reflect in the aggregate. In this state of inner disarray, human beings are easily misled. Fear and confusion are the cognitive chains that keep the mind bound within perceptual prisons. There are forces at work that understand this all too well and operate through utter deception. Reaching the age of maturity and admitting to oneself that you have been lied to for your entire life is not an easy realization for anyone, but it can open the door to true understanding, or inner standing and initiate the unlearning process, which can act as the catalyst for perceptual advancement and true progress. The admission and acceptance that one has been deceived is no easy task, but it is highly rewarding. It is the road that leads to discovery and eventually self-creation. The current system exists, it seems, to stifle imagination, creativity, thirst for knowledge, and inquisitiveness, and instead seeks to impose an artificial facsimile and derail perceptual expansion into a downward spiral of devolution. Blind acceptance of what is presented in the superimposed reality fuels the fires of division and inner strife, leaving the human being effectively estranged from his very being and existing on the outskirts of their very selves. In this state, human beings will willingly embrace a sterile, artificial, inorganic, mechanized dystopia and accept every intrusion upon their sovereignty in exchange for the illusion of freedom. Conscious evolution is a willing act that must be initiated by the individual. The connection to the source, which is the I Am, must be re-established by willingly resolving the inner trauma and reaching a point of ego surrender. The small yet dominating aspect of the psyche, the ego, cannot be done away with, but it can be healed. The split can be reconciled, but not without considerable effort. People may ask, well, how do I do it? But no one can really tell another how. It's an individual journey. I would suggest that the first step lies within the unlearning process, which of course includes self-examination and the realization of everything that one is not. Clearing away the brush of what is untrue can reveal what is true. Each path is unique, and we can embark on that journey willingly or simply remain on the sidelines and just let life happen to us. Either way, it's a choice that no one else can make for you. What if life were a celebration of the gift of existence instead of mere survival within a dehumanizing control structure? What would a world without tyranny look like? We'll never know until we conquer our own inner tyranny. Upliftment of the human spirit is an inner process which includes examining the dark side of the self and making it conscious. Striking an inner balance of the polarities and expressing it is an essential part of the solution, or at least I would suggest a crucial first step towards a more balanced and holistic experience of what it means to be human.